Now that we've transitioned into the Recovery Movement Control Order, RMCO, we've been given significantly more freedom. State borders have opened and so have many of the places we used to hang out. But just because we've moved into the recovery stage of the MCO does not mean that we've won the battle against the COVID-19 virus and we should still continue to adhere to social distancing SOPs. The Pinangkini Facebook page recently took to their profile to showcase an image of 7 people sitting closely together around a table meant for 4 at an eatery in Penang. https://www.facebook.com/pinangkini/posts/2753075401596594 They wrote, a Nasi Kandar restaurant in Taman Sri Serdang, Kepala Batas was raided by police officers as customers were not adhering to the SOPs. To all customers and business owners, please look into this matter seriously. Social distancing needs to be practiced, and do not gather in crowds closely together. You can still be compounded if SOPs are disobeyed. The main reason as to why we still need to adhere to these SOPs is to avoid a potential second wave of the virus. If we underestimate it, assume that it is all behind us and go back to our lives without so much of a second thought towards these SOPs, it can jeopardize our safety and the safety of the people around us. We genuinely hope that the general public follows through with our government's instructions on fighting the COVID-19 virus all the way until the end. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, express bus companies are using cabins to promote social distancing in buses. You have reached the end of this story.